Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins. Joined with our host, we got Joel Meyer and Ryan Gilbert. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
Doing good, boys. Feeling a whole hell of a lot better than yesterday. I'm fully recovered from the night off on Monday from the playoffs. So looking forward to get back into some coherent thoughts here.
Well, you know, Wednesday is my day off, so I usually get some errands done. I'm just going to go to the recycling depot today, get some groceries for the weekend. But I remembered that the Eintracht Frankfurt were playing Rangers in the Europa League finals. So I had to stay home for that. Good thing I did. Frankfurt played a hell of a game. They battled back. They were losing, but they tied it up and went to pens. And we beat the fucking Partisan scum up there in Scotland. So, yeah, another victory for the Germans.
You know what? I was actually watching that game, too. That's good though. All right, everybody, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, man. They got all your information when it comes to basketball playoffs are ripping. MLB's, what are they, 35 games into their 2000 game season? They're ripping. NHL playoffs with an absolute blast. NASCAR's doing its thing. We got a big golf tournament coming up this weekend. I got a couple sleeper picks going on that. Let's go, Patrick Cantlay. NASCAR Gambling Podcast is doing its thing. NASCAR has been absolute sick. Tons of good shit, though, man. You can find it all on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website, so be sure to go there and check it out. Tons of articles, too. I think our boys are pumping out some articles, so keep an eye out for that from Joel and Ryan, too. Go check it out. Stay tuned at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website as well. Shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Slack group. SGPN Slack group's an absolute blast. The Hockey Channel is fucking sick. Apparently, we have a sister podcast that's unaffiliated but still pretty good. So keep an eye out for the, what was it, the Not Key Gambling Podcast. That's always a good one, too. But by all means,
It's the Better Call Saul to Breaking Bad.
To our Breaking Bad? Is that what it is?
We're Breaking Bad? We're that good?
Or the original, yeah.
What was that X-Files spinoff they did with the Three Nerds guys? It was that show to our X-Files.
I don't even know about that one.
Oh, dude, it's you know the Three Nerd guys, right? The Lone Gunman? I think that's what it's called. Anyways, go check out the Slack group, man. If you're not in the Slack, get your ass in the Slack. All you got to do is download the SGPN Slack. Slack. You can find it on the website. You can reach out to myself and Ryan at Twitter. Then you just got to search for the Hockey Channel, man. It's simple as that. Just search for hockey. It'll come up. You'll find us and then join the channel. You're rocking and rolling, baby. So get your ass in the Slack. Make some money. It's playoff time, man. We've been having a blast in there. So shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Slack group.
Yeah, you mentioned the golf podcast. They have a putter giveaway as well as a Golf Gambling Podcast polo and hat for this weekend if you leave a review and retweet over there. So, yeah, the big prize there if you're a golfer. And the Slack's just been popping off all playoffs long. We got new faces coming in, being excited. With all of our like time differences, we got Beijing Wings in there putting chatting at 4 a.m. We got Joel at 5 a.m. after the big Avs win. It's like around-the-clock hockey talk or non-hockey talk. So it's definitely a blast to be a part of. So make sure you join us there and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts at sg.pn/hockey and Spotify sg.pn/hockeys. And give us a follow on Twitter at hockeysgpn.
Man, that Twitter intern's been putting in the work, dude. We're almost at 200 followers. I've been keeping track of that. I didn't like the first two guys, but I'll give this guy credit. You know, he's doing okay. So shout out to our Twitter intern. He's working his balls off, not getting paid. We don't pay him for that, but that's okay. It's all heart. All right, boys, we'll jump into a couple things here. I don't know. Let's go through. We're one day in at the time of recording to the second round of playoffs here. Why not jump through those first two games that happened last night? We'll kick things off here. Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida Panthers. We got the Battle of Florida. Tampa beat Florida 4-1 in game one. Boys, they look dominant here. Obviously, Florida's a good team. You know, they won the President's Trophy. They're a very strong team, but man, these Tampa Bay Lightning, they're nothing to slouch on, dude. I honestly, at this point, I don't realize how people can be against them. They're still dogs in upcoming games. We'll talk about that a bit later, obviously, when we get to it. But they trimmed up Florida pretty good 4-1 in game one. The real question is, and more so real statement, they did this without Braden Point. Do you guys think Braden Point will return to the series? Also, maybe it's, you know, kind of stupid to say, but do they need them? I don't know. What do you think here?
I mean, Point's been rolled out for game two. We should clarify, we're recording this on Wednesday before the game, so we only have these two games to talk about. Yeah, it was a good road playoff game by the Lightning. I was telling the guys before the show that like I was watching the game being like, I really bet against the Lightning in the playoffs based off the Panthers in regular season. But yeah, I mean, the Panthers played well to start. They had their chances, could not capitalize against Vasilevsky. Lightning tied it up on the power play. Kucherov to Corey Perry. Pretty sick, slick goal there. And then late in the game, you had that non-goalie interference call that I've complained about before. They should not. He had to challenge it because it was a game-changing goal. Then they were put on the PK again. Tampa Bay scored again. So it was closer than 4-1. It was probably more like a 2-1, 3-2 type of game. So I'm still confident in my Panthers. I think the Lightning without Point is going to be a big loss for them. And they have some defensemen that got hurt in that game as well.
Yeah, was it Eric Chernak or who got hurt there?
I think Chernak and maybe Bogosian or Ruda, one of them.
Okay. Yeah, they dressed 7 defensemen for that game. So that worked out for them. They didn't miss whoever went out. I can't remember either. But I actually didn't see half this game. So I tuned in for the third period. Absolutely. You know, just getting home from work. And what I saw was Tampa just playing their game, like the same kind of thing they did to the Leafs. They just know how to protect the lead and they know how to play playoff hockey. And Florida Panthers, they're still learning that. This is about a big brother beating the shit out of little brother, right? It's Panthers, obviously, they dominated in the regular season, but they haven't translated that success into the playoffs yet. I mean, they're 0-20 on the power play. Like, they're not going to win this series if that thing doesn't kick up real soon and in a big way. Like, Bobrovsky's not going to play Vasilevsky, and their defense is definitely not going to outplay the Tampa D core. So the forwards have to get going if they have any chance to win this. Yeah, bookmakers love the Panthers for good reason based on the regular season. I mean, they've got all these stats that show that they should be the better team, but the playoffs are a different beast, and Tampa's showing that very scary team wants to get going. I mean, yeah, they're doing this without Braden Point. I think that he will return when the series kicks back to Tampa. I think that they have 2 days off after Thursday, so it'll resume there on Sunday. So Point will get a bit more time off. So yeah, I'm kind of leaning Tampa Bay. You know, I bet Tampa Bay to win this series if after Florida won game one at +410, but fucking hell, Tampa Bay wins game one, so that's screwed. So now I don't know what to do. I think the Tampa Bay still edges up the series, but I don't know if I can bet that right now. But for this game, Tampa Bay just shows the little brother how it's done.
You know, I said it, you know, I think it was towards the end of that Leafs-Tampa series. Whoever of those teams wins that series, it's going to just put a rocket ship up their ass, man. And is it going to be enough for Tampa to three-peat? That's tough shit to do, dude. No team has done that since the Islanders in the 80s. Not saying it's going to happen, but goddamn, they looked pretty good last night. So it's kind of hard to bet against them, man. Like, if they can come up with that win tomorrow and be up 2-0 going back into Tampa, I mean, it's not really that big of a road trip, Tampa to Florida, but that home ice advantage. Look out for this fucking Tampa team, man. They're pretty much deadly. Best goalie in the world, best defenseman in the league. And they got the offense to back it up, too. So I'm just going to say, and it kills me to say, because they trimmed up my team pretty good. But I don't hate the Tampa Bay Lightning here, gentlemen. All right, we'll jump into the other game we had last night here. It was Tuesday night for that. We had the Colorado Avalanche against the St. Louis Blues. Colorado took down St. Louis 3-2 in overtime. Let's face it, this game was all Colorado. They played extremely well. They only got the 3 goals, even though St. Louis went up early. I think they scored first. But Jordan Binnington had himself a good, healthy 51 saves. Now, you know, a lot of the narrative here is, Binnington with 51 saves, he's great. Well, truth be told, St. Louis gave up 54 shots. And if you're giving 54 shots up to a team as juggernaut and as good as the Colorado Avalanche, you're just looking for trouble, man. So to no surprise, Colorado did win this first game. Now, I would like to pump my own tires a little bit. I had St. Louis on the puck line here at plus 1.5. I think as a team, they're going to keep it a little bit closer than we want to give them credit to this series. But no shocker that Colorado came here and won game one at home. What do you think here? Jolie, go to you, bud.
Yeah, I was looking at the stats after this game. Individual performers, it was kind of silly. Like the St. Louis guys, they were only 7 players with a net positive impact. And, of course, it means 11 against. And I think there was only 1 Avalanche player with a net negative impact. That was a fucking Minnesota Wild player, Storm. And then also interesting is that all 3 of the ex-Avs on the Blues were in the top 7 in their performance. So interesting that the ex-Avs are putting it up for the Blues in the game one there. But you know, Binnington, and credit to him, I noticed during the game that he reminds me exactly of Mike Smith. Just the way he plays, he looks like your drunken uncle.
And that's not good.
No, he's swimming in the net, but he makes these crazy saves, and he's a clutch performer and all that. Plus, he's got that puck handling skill that Mike Smith does. So, interesting little thing I didn't think about there before watching that game, that he's Mike Smith Jr. He's also got the same fiery temper, right? He's not afraid to go at another player or another goalie for that matter.
Punches the air. He just punches the air. Mike Smith at least punched another guy in the face.
That's true. But give him 15 years. he'll get to that level. But yeah, there was only 1 team playing this game. I mean, Darcy Kemper lets in a weak one towards the end of the game, so they couldn't close it out. I mean, that's not something that a Stanley Cup winning goaltender does. I mean, you won't see Vasilevskiy do shit like that. But that's concerning. But altogether, it's just a much better team beating the Blues. It reminded me a lot of Game 2 with the Preds, where Connor Ingram stood on his head while the rest of his team has got their heads smashed in. So hopefully that's the way that the rest of the series breaks, and we'll have to sweat another fucking OT, because there's no way the Avs should have lost that game based on everything that happened.
Yeah, I agree with both you guys. It was impressive for the Blues to be able to keep it close, but also the Avs just completely dominated the game. Shot attempts were 98-41. The Avs had 39 scoring chances to the Blues 41 shot attempts. So like they were just completely pouring it on. Overtime, I think, was 12-13-0 shots on goal. So Avalanche hit 4 or 5 posts. If Eric Johnson gets something on that shot that Binnington stopped on the line, that's a goal. Like if one of the posts goes in, like the Avs just completely dominated this game. Joel, you said it. This was like when Ingram almost stole that game against the Predators in that game too. So this game just gives me that much more confidence in the Avs to get this done, possibly in a sweep. I could see this being St. Louis just being really demoralized after this. Their 2 goals scored early, kind of a weird bounce went right to O'Reilly. He made a nice move. And then the tying goal, yeah, it was weak on Kemper, but also just a terrible change by the Avs on the penalty kill. They were like 2 guys back against 4 when they were coming in. So if the Avs clean that up and are able to get some sort of puck luck, they should win this series very easily.
Okay, total side note here, and like, I know this is really off topic, but wasn't Eric Johnson drafted first overall in like 06 or some shit like that?
Yeah, by the Blues.
That's a tough look. He, you know what? I remember him being good in junior. I remember him being good in the World Junior Tournament. But like, bro, like Jonathan Toews went third overall that draft. Jordan Staal second. Phil Kessel fifth. You got Okposo, Mueller, Frolik, like Tolusti, Grabner, like Drew 22nd overall. That's a tough look. No.
Yeah, I mean, okay. He wasn't bad that game. It's just that one chance to messed up. I mean, yeah, I praised the ex-Avs on the Blues, but it didn't work both ways, apparently, with EJ missing that easy goal.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, my credit to putting there 51 saves. Colorado's going to win this series, dude, but let's face it, give St. Louis a bit of credit, man, and honestly, I know this might be a heavy take, and we'll get into it a little bit later. I'm not going to rule them out for sneaking a little win here in Colorado on the road, but we'll get to that in a bit here. All right, boys, that covers our discussion, you know, a little bit of shit we have there. Actually, no, it doesn't. My bad. My mistake. We're going to jump quickly into, it's a little bit early. We're only done one round, but any potential Conn Smythe predictions here? Conn Smythe is obviously the playoff MVP winner. I don't know. Ryan, you got anything here about it or what?
Yeah, I'll run through some of the odds here. You got McKinnon and McCarr both at 5-1. McDavid's next 14-1. Vasi at 15-1. Looking down here, Hedman 25-1 could be decent. Huberto 25-1. I don't have anything yet. I know Joel has a few bets, but looking at these, take a shot at if you want to bet the Avs, probably take a shot at either McKinnon or McCarr because they're less than +200 now to win the cup. So pick one of those guys. Hope he just goes off in the final few rounds there and get some value, and then just maybe try to sprinkle something else on these other teams. Carolina is really. You could pick Aho, you could pick Antti Raanta for them if he keeps playing. So there's a lot of guys on these teams that you can kind of sprinkle a little bit to try to find some value.
Yeah, I kind of poo-pooed you when you suggested Raanta a few weeks ago at 60-1, but he's down to 40-1 now. So credit to you for that one. I thought that maybe Freddie Anderson come back or Raanta would shit the bed. Freddie Anderson, by the way, is still 45-1. So apparently the books think that he's still got a good chance to come back and take over the job again. I don't know about that. Raanta is fine there, but I do like Sebastian Aho at 28-1. He is the best player, best playoff performer. He's always played well in the playoffs for the Hurricanes, so I like him there at 28-1. Interesting, McDavid is a little low there, 14-1, but Edmonton Oilers, they're 13-1 to win the Cup. So if you're going to bet the Cup, you might as well bet McDavid at 14-1. Get a little bit more value. Other than that, yeah, you know, I'm really high on the Avs, objectively speaking as well. I mean, my nerves are fucking shot after last night and then that OT game. So it's hard for me to put more money down on them. But objectively speaking, they are clearly the best team in the league right now. They're playing like they did, better than they did in the regular season in these five playoff games so far. So McKinnon and McCarr, 5-1 each. I don't mind that. I mean, you look at their chances to win the Stanley Cup are +170, so you'll get better odds just betting both those guys. So that's something to look at. It's not going to be anyone else for that team. I know Raanta is at 20-1, but I don't see it. He hasn't played as well. Landeskog 21, of course, he's the captain. He's got some assists and nice plays, but it's going to be McCarr, McKinnon for sure. Other than that, who else do I like here? I like Victor Hedman here at 25-1. I don't have a lot of Tampa Bay Lightning exposure, so if I were to get down on some Lightning stuff, I would get Hedman here at 25-1. I do have Kucherov, though, top goal scorer. I finally saw him score the other day, last night there. Apparently he had a bit of a flu during the Leaf series, so that kind of explains why he looked like dog shit all the games. But he looked to like himself against the Panthers there, so he could go on a run. So I don't mind Kucherov there 18-1 or Victor Hedman 25-1 either. Yeah, that's what I got for the Conn Smythe.
I do see one value play here. You got a Shesterkin at 30-1, and the Rangers are only 14-1 to win the Cup. So I feel like if they somehow go on a run and pull it off, he has to win it.
Yeah, right, they're not doing that.
Not a chance.
If you're a Rangers fan, then yeah, do it. But otherwise, don't.
But if they do it, he'll be the guy, right? So even if you throw a little sprinkle on that, it's not a bad play. I'm not currently looking at the odds, so maybe you guys can help me out. I got two guys in mind here, and primarily it's because I'm pretty bullish on the Flames this year, man. I don't know. I know a lot of the money in the West is coming in on Colorado, and rightfully so, but if it comes down to those two in the semis, I could see that series going either way, and they do make it to the finals. I do like the winning team out of that series. The two guys I have on mine, maybe you can help me out. Number one, Jakob Markstrom. Number two, Johnny Gaudreau. Do you see the odds for that by chance or no? Yeah,
both 18-1. I like Markstrom better than Gaudreau.
Of course, you know, if you're going to lead to that, you're going to lead to goaltending. But hey, if Gaudreau, I know, you know what it is? There wasn't a lot of goal scoring in that first series against Dallas, man. Give credit to Drake Ottinger. Give credit to Dallas as a defensive team. But I can see this Edmonton series being a little bit of a high-scoring affair from both sides, for that matter, too.
Or this top line is going to fucking bully that pussy Gaudreau.
Well, you got Dirty Kachuk out here. You think he's going to just take some shit from Cassian? I don't know. And you think Milan Lucic is going to let that shit happen for a full series? I don't know, man. But either way, so I don't hate those two 18-1. I'll probably end up sprinkling that a little bit too. And like you get touched on too, Kucherov isn't a bad play from Tampa either if I had to pick somebody in the East. And maybe even sprinkle Shesterkin, because if he does get them to the dance and for some reason they do it, you know that he's going to be the guy that gets it done for New York. So that's not a bad look either.
Make sure to get down on the Wins Bet $10 Win $200 promotion, where a $10 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, don't forget to get involved in their same-game parlays with the Win's own Build Your Own Bet feature. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a three-leg or more Build Your Own Bet parlay between Thursday and Saturdays. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA playoffs. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. It's a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball, or points in hockey. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into this contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about Over Under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP.
All right, boys, that covers the Conn Smythe predictions there, as well as most of our NHL news. We got 4 games the next 2 days. You know, we got 2 on the Thursday, the 19th, and 2 on Friday, the 20th. Gentlemen, you guys want to jump into these games here, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, the Margarita Monster says, oh, yeah. Kicking things off in the Thursday game for May 19th at 7 p.m., we got the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Florida Panthers. Game itself is in, what is that, Tampa? Florida? Sunrise. Game itself is in Florida. You're right, I got it wrong, and Ryan was giving me shit earlier. Game itself is in Florida. Florida, the money line's in at minus 165. Tampa Bay money line's at plus 140. Florida on the puck line, plus 150. Tampa Bay puck line paid off minus 180. The over-under is at 6.5. Overpaying off minus 115, the under minus 105. Boys, I'm on the fucking Lightning in this game, plus 140. I think this series is going to be an absolute shit kicking. Florida's good, man. Florida played absolutely fantastic in the regular season, but this Tampa Bay team is dominant. They know what it takes to win. I think the common narrative was they played a lot of hockey the past couple of years, and that's very true. But fuck, dude, everything I've seen out of this team in that first round against the Leafs, that first game against Florida as well, this is a winning team, man. And I'm not fully sold on the Panthers. You know, they're a good team. You can't discredit them whatsoever. But if you're going to give me Tampa Bay moneyline plus 140, I'm going to take that. It doesn't matter who they're playing, okay? Maybe not the Leafs, but I'll take that against who they're playing. Give me Tampa on the moneyline plus 140 in this game.
Yeah, I think the Panthers bounce back here. I'm not going to be betting this because I have enough on them to win the series. But in a vacuum, I would take Florida moneyline minus 165, possibly even the puck line at plus 150. We saw in their first series, they lost a tough game one to Washington 4-2, bounced back with a 5-1 win at home. Obviously, Tampa Bay is better than Washington, but I feel like Florida is not going to go down 0-2 to a Tampa Bay team without Braden Point, who has a few defensemen hurting. Who has fucking Corey Perry scoring goals. So if Florida can score a power play goal or two, able to get a few pucks past Vasilevsky, they should be able to get back in this series and win this game. I do kind of lean to the under 6.5 minus 105, just based off how Vasilevsky's been playing and if Florida can tighten things up in front of Bob.
Hey, don't talk too much shit about Corey Perry, man. The guy is a winner. Love him. He gets the goals done. He gets the greasy goals. You got to like players like that. That's why the Lightning went out and got him, signed him up. Yeah, there's a reason why the Stars and the Canadiens made it to the finals the past couple of years. And that's a lot of that to do with the Corey Perry. So love Corey Perry. Great player. Knows how to get it done. Anyway, for this game, I think the Panthers have to be desperate here. They can't go down 0-2. Both games at home, lose two home games, that would be brutal for them. So I think that the Panthers will be a desperate team here. They got to win this game. They'll be throwing the kitchen sink at the Lightning. And I really hope they do, because I do want to get the Lightning on this series, but I can't do it at the current numbers. So I hope the Panthers equalize here, and then I can come in on the Lightning. So yeah, give me the Panthers here on the money line. One more thing of note is, we were talking the other day about the Panthers hockey culture. I mean, they were down 3-1 with like 3 minutes to go, and the whole freaking arena's leaving the building. Yeah, so they don't belong here. They haven't built up that hockey culture yet. At least the Lightning have done that over the past couple decades, you know, winning the cup and then a couple more cups. So they have some history there. But the Panthers, they haven't got that far. So they got some learning to do. And I think the Lightning will school them over the course of the series. But hopefully they win this game so I can actually make some money on the Lightning winning.
You know, Joel, what you said reminded me of something, too. You were talking about Corey Perry a little bit early. The guy has 18 shots in the past 8 playoff games here. I actually bet on it on Tuesday. His number for over shot total was sitting at 1.5. Now, it was only paying off minus 140. It's not that great, but it's like, hey, if you're going to give me over 1.5 for Corey Perry shots in a playoff game, I'm going to take that all day long. So keep an eye out for that. It could move up if it is available to even 2 or 2.5, but man, if they're putting down 1.5 for Corey Perry shots, I'm going to ride that all fucking day long. Okay, that sums up our Tampa Bay Florida game. We're going to jump into St. Louis, Colorado. Games itself is at 9:30, and the game is in Colorado. That's thin air. I don't know how that works. Is it thin air when you get up high, or is it thick air? Is it thin or thin? It's thin? It's thin air. Thin air game in Colorado. St. Louis on the money line sitting at plus 195. Colorado money line minus 245. St. Louis on the puck line sitting at minus 125. Colorado puck line plus 105. The over under is at 6.5. Over paying off minus 125. The under plus 105. Jolie, predictions on game two here for your Avalanche. What do you got?
Well, the Blues got all the puck luck in game one and still came up short and still were totally outplayed. So if the Avs play like they did in game one, there's no way that the Blues have a chance. Of course, you can look to the zigzag theory and think that the Blues come out with a better effort, and maybe they've got a little more used to that thick air, as you might have called it, being there in Denver for a few days now. Maybe they have a little more oxygen in those lungs, but I don't think can play like that two games in a row. And the Avs, of course, they look sloppy themselves at times too. So after 8 games off, whatever, between the series, that's to be expected. But now they got their legs under them. They know how to play hockey again. And I think the Avs still cruise here. It's not going to be as close as the first one. So I'm going to go with the puck line here, plus 105. That'd be the play, the way I'd play this. Yeah, I don't think it'll be a close game. I mean, either the Blues win on a fluke thing or the Avs dominate again. So plus 105 here for the Avs would be my best bet.
Yeah, I'm completely there with you, Joel. You have to take the Avs here with the puck luck that they didn't get in game one. It felt like in game one, like, you know, they missed a chance, but it was okay because they just kept pushing and they were going to score eventually. And they didn't, and they gave up the tying goal late. But that's not going to happen two games in a row, I don't think. So look for the puck line at plus odds. Maybe look for a team total, maybe a race to four goals. I'm seeing minus 110. I could see the Avs putting up five or six here, because we saw the Blues, two losses in the first round were 6-2 and 5-1. So they are not immune to blowout losses whatsoever. And the Avs are capable of putting up at least five goals.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm right there against you. Nah, fuck that, man. I'm not on Colorado in this game. I've been saying it this entire series long. I think we're not giving St. Louis enough credit. Obviously, like we touched on earlier, they got outplayed game one. Bennington, you know, kept it close. The guy made 51 saves. That's great. Obviously, that's not going to be enough for St. Louis to do. But this isn't a bad St. Louis team. And let's face it, this is a St. Louis team that has won more as of late than this Colorado team. So I'm going to give the Blues a bit of credit here, man. I think guys like Bennington, Tarasenko, former Leaf Tyler Bozak, is going to show up because they know what it takes to win. And you know what? I think the series.
Why'd you bring up former Leafs when it comes to know what it takes to win? Why is that proving your point?
He's the Stanley Cup champion, Tyler Bozak. Okay, he won a cup with St. Louis. So, what I'm
as a former Leaf.
As a former Leaf, he won a cup with St. Louis. Yes. No, honestly, man, I'm going to take the Blues in this game at plus 195. I know that Colorado's the better team here. I know Colorado's going to win this series, but I don't think this is going to be a walk. Remember, they're not playing Nashville with a third-string goalie here, man. Obviously, they dominated first game, but I feel like this is a Blues team that knows how to bounce back and at least have a good performance. And if you're going to give me them a plus 195 here, I'll take a gamble on that. Why can't this series go back to 1-1 in St. Louis? Realistically, kind of what it comes down to too is, do you expect Colorado to go 6-for-6 in playoff games to start off the bat? That's tough for any team to do. So I'm gonna ride the probability. I'm gonna be a little bit of a nerd here and, you know, go to analytics and say no, that's not gonna happen. And more so, I'm just giving credit to St. Louis, dude. I really counted this team out all year long. I counted this team out against Minnesota. This is a game I would normally count them out, especially in a series against Colorado. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They covered the puck line for me last game. They kept that close. Why not do they pull out the offset and get a win here and make the series going 1-1? I'm on the Blues plus 195 here. Let's fucking go.
Oh, I forgot to mention, how are you calling Corey Perry a winner when he lost the Lightning the last two Stanley Cup finals? Now he's like, okay, yeah, I'll go there. No, he's going to lose this round.
He got the Stars and the Canadians to the freaking Stanley Cup
Yeah,
finals.
I was going to say, he's been in back-to-back Stanley Cup finals.
Was he giving Carey Price like some massages last year or what? Was that
Carey Price wasn't the only reason why they won those games. I mean, yeah, Corey Perry, he did it before in Anaheim too. Like, he's always in the
mix. Yeah, he's a Stanley Cup champion. Did he win with the Ducks?
Yeah, he won with the Ducks too. So
yeah, well,
he's too old now.
Oh, no, what are you talking about? He's still scoring goals.
Right. He got 20 goals this year on a league minimum contract.
He's already got like three in the playoffs now.
Bro, you can't cut out Corey Perry. You know, that guy's a star. I hate him to death.
Of course not.
He's a fourth liner and he's scoring goals.
Oh, if he was on the Flyers, he'd be a Hall of Famer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone could have scored the goal he scored last night. Kucherov completely deked out Ekblad and then just...
Yeah, but he's always in the right position. It takes skill to do that. Plus, you didn't see that move he did in the third period against like two Panthers players. He's just a winner, man. He knows how to get to the net and in the right spot. I don't know what you have against Corey Perry, but you're wrong.
As a Leafs fan, I got a lot against Corey Perry, but I still give the guy credit. He's a stud. No. Even though he brutally assaulted my captain and then beat my team out of the playoffs 2 years in a row. all right. Boys, that covers our Thursday games here. We'll jump down to the Friday games. At the time of recording, we do not have odds. But you know where you can find our odds and our bets for this? We'll be fully in the Slack group. Get your ass in the Slack. That's a good tire pump there. Anyways, for the Friday games of May 20th, first game on the docket at 7 p.m., we got the New York Rangers against the Carolina Hurricanes. Game itself is in Carolina. yeah, man, I don't know. Carolina will probably most likely be favorites for this. I'm Boys, I see this being a bit of an ass-kicking this series. Obviously, we'll know more after the games tonight at the time of recording on Wednesday. But I really like Carolina, so I'll probably be on them. Moneyline, maybe even regulation. I know for this game heading into it tonight, the over-under is at 5.5. I can see that. I get it. Shesterkin's good. You know, Ranta's had a decent playoffs, you know, things like that. But that seems pretty low to me. If that sticks around for Friday, that number, I will be on the over. So Carolina moneyline, Carolina regulation, and probably the over if it's 5.5 or even at 6.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about games 2 days in advance during the regular season. Even harder in the playoffs when the first game hasn't happened. But in this game, I'm assuming Carolina's going to win game one, and then they'll probably be bigger favorites in game two. Or if they lose it, they'll still be huge favorites in game two to bounce back. I do like the over as well. We saw both of these teams be under teams in the regular season, but in the playoffs, it's been different for all of them. I think Carolina went over every game except one, and the Rangers did as well. So I like the over in this game. I have this Wednesday night. It may also hold true for Friday night. I have the Hurricanes to win the first period on the money lines, which is a draw, no bet. They've been a great first period team. Rangers have gone down in the first period, especially on the road. So keep an eye out for that on Friday, especially depending on what happens on Wednesday.
Yeah, the books have long caught up to the zigzag theory. So if the Canes lose actually tonight, Wednesday night, they will be bigger favorites on Friday, and vice versa for the Rangers. So, yeah, like you said, it's hard to call this run right now. If I had to play anything right now, I don't know, I'd go with the over. But a better thing, I think, would be the alive over in the second period, given the fact that the Rangers in the second periods, the Hurricanes in the third periods, in both the early series, those games always went over, almost always anyway. So I would look for live over after a low scoring first period. That's all I got for you right now. I think the Canes win the series comfortably. So yeah, right now I would say Hurricanes on the money line, but hard to say without knowing what happens in game one. But yeah, just pay attention to that first period under, second and third periods over.
All right, we'll head on down to the 9:30 p.m. slot. Last game on our Friday docket. We have the Edmonton Oilers against Calgary Flames. Battle of Alberta, man. Like we said at the time of recording, we do not have odds, but I think I said it last show about this series. Boys, this is a nut hair scratch series. This is when you scratch your balls and you accidentally pull out a nut hair. That's how painful it's going to be for Oilers fans here, because they're going to get their shit pumped at Calgary, man. I have nothing but confidence in this Calgary team. So, fuck, I don't know, maybe Calgary regulation. Depending on how this game goes tonight, I'm going to judge the over-under there. Currently tonight, it's sitting at 6. We'll see if that ends up moving by Friday night. Maybe Calgary regulation's the play. I guess that's probably the only plausible way to make money. Although, I got to be honest with you, I got confidence in this team too, Calgary. Why not on the puck line, man? Plus 150. To me, this is a team that's looking to just absolutely unload on goals after that tight Dallas series. And if you're shooting on fucking Uncle Grey Bush, Mike Smith over here, to me, this just screams fake a shot, slide at 5-hole, because you know his legs are going to be fucking 20 feet apart because he's absolutely horrible. So, yeah, man, give me a – I'll be probably playing Calgary regulation in this Friday game as well, maybe Calgary puck line. But, of course, a lot of that depends on what happens tonight on Wednesday night in game one.
I think I'm on that side as well. You saw the Flames go up against Dallas, who played a good defensive game in series, as did the Kings. Now you got these two teams kind of opening up a little bit more. Out of Alberta, should be a great time in the playoffs for fans of teams not involved. But yeah, I see Calgary and Edmonton going back and forth with goals. I think Calgary's going to score more given Jacob Markstrom versus Mike Smith. So I would look to Calgary and the over probably in most games this series. I'd maybe look to Edmonton at home in game 3 or 4. But for now, yeah, take Calgary, possibly puck line of regulation. But I do like that over as well.
This is definitely one where you need to know what happens in game one, because I said in the last episode that this is going to be a back and forth series. It's going to go 6 or 7 games. So whoever loses in game one is likely winning game two, or at least that's the way I'm going to be betting it. I'm hoping it's the Oilers, because I really do not like the Calgary Flames. I think the Oilers will have the advantage on the top line, of course, with those fucking playoff whiffers in the Goudreau, Lindholm, Kachuk line. Even Kachuk, he's a tough player, but he doesn't always perform at his best in the playoffs. But the Oilers' defense just gives me a ton of worries. And the goaltending is always a huge mismatch, so that's concerning. But I do think that they have enough firepower to keep up with the Flames at least. So, yeah, if there's power plays in this game, the Oilers get the advantage there. But altogether, to sum it up, whoever wins game one is going to lose in game two. That's my prediction. We'll have the series tied up when it goes back to Edmonton.
Speaking of power plays, are you back on the over 1.5 power play goals for every game early in the round two, or are you going game by game, or what are you doing?
I am, yeah. I like the Avalanche Blues game because there weren't many penalties called, but of course it screws up our power play goal prop. But a cash with the Lightning Panthers one. No thanks to the Panthers, who still can't buy a power play goal. But yeah, I'm still recommending that for the next few games in these series, at least until the refs start behaving themselves and things get tighter.
All right, gentlemen, that covers up our Friday game slate as well. I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm going to put both of you on the spot. We don't have this in our notes. If you can describe the NHL playoffs so far in one single word, what would it be? Ryan, kick us off. One word describing the NHL playoffs so far after round one and two games of round two, what would that one word be?
Chaotic.
Chaotic. Joel?
Makar.
Makar. I'm going to say moist. You like that? You like that?
You want to fuck it?
Yeah. We're going to fuck it. It's going to be a chaotic Makar moist fuck for the first round still in the playoffs. And maybe after round two, we'll see if we can pick another word each to describe how we're going here, okay?
We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Make sure you download the SGPN app. It's now live in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. And don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, boys, that covers our games for Thursday, Friday. We're going to jump into our bankroll. That's right. It's the HGP Puck Buck Challenge. I like that. Can we call it the HGP Puck Buck Challenge? That's not bad, eh?
I like that.
What did you say?
The HGP Puck Buck Challenge, bud. You got a problem with
challenge.
That?
Challenge. No, I just didn't hear you.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. So fucking listen up next time. okay, we'll read through where we currently stand. Now, for my current bankroll, I'm sitting at 250 puck bucks. Ryan has, that sucks. I know. Laugh it up. Ryan has 661 puck bucks and 25 puck cents. Joel's sitting at 615 puck bucks and 35 puck cents. Currently at risk, I have 293 puck bucks and 10 cents. Ryan has 450 puck bucks and Joel has 450.
You don't have to say puck cents. Give me a break, man.
I'm giving you puck cents, buddy.
That's the challenge.
If you don't look out, I'm going to knock some puck cents right into you, okay? Also, shout out to One Sharp Shark. I'm looking at our, he recorded our little thing here and we copy and paste it. And I like how he has our team colors is where we're at. That's kind of fun. Okay, Jolie, why don't you read through your little puck buck bets here, buddy, little puck bitch?
All right. I think I've got the odds wrong for the first one, so I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to... Go on the fly here. Give me Florida in game two, minus 165. Only 35 puck bucks on that. I originally had it at the over six. I don't know why I thought it was only at six. But there we go. Panthers, minus 165, 35 puck bucks to beat the Lightning in game two. Then hopefully I can come in on the Lightning in game three. And after that, I only got a few Conn Smythe stuff here. We got I'm going to put 5 puck bucks on Victor Hedman to win the Conn Smythe at plus 2,500. That's one way to get down some exposure on the Tampa Bay Lightning. After that, we're going to go with Nathan MacKinnon, Conn Smythe, plus 500. 20 puck bucks on that. Just like a little hedge in Makar. I think that if the Avalanche win the Cup, it's going to be one of those two guys. And finally, we're going with Sebastian Aho, Conn Smythe, plus 2,800, 28-1. 10 puck bucks on that one. Hurricanes have as much chance as anyone to win the Cup other than the Avs. So I like that a lot, just increasing my exposure on the Canes, who are, in my opinion, the best team in the East. So I am down with that, especially considering how well he's played in the playoffs in previous years. He didn't have the greatest first series there, but I think he'll pick it up. So 28-1 is great value for him. I just tried to make some money here in terms of these puck bucks. I didn't have any idea what to do with this game, really. So I think that this is a good way to attack it.
Yeah, you got some sprinkles there. And then for me here, I have the Panthers plus 1.5 games in the series at minus 140 for 35 puck bucks. I think that series could very easily go 7 games. I have the Panthers in game 2, minus 1.5 goals, plus 150 for 25 puck bucks. Throwing 25 puck bucks on the puck line there. Then I have the Avs, minus 2.5 games in the series, minus 125 for 62 puck bucks and 50 puck cents. I think they're going to easily get this done, possibly a sweep, if not in 5 at the very least. Then I have 2 top goal scorer bets for the Avalanche series. I have Nathan MacKinnon at plus 800 for 10 puck bucks and Nazem Kadri at plus 1300 for 5 puck bucks.
Dude, you can get Nathan MacKinnon to be the top goal scorer in this series for plus 800.
Yep.
The series?
Yeah, those are series bets.
Oh,
holy. Give me that too. Fuck.
Add that
I want that. Can I add that?
We're all on
how
that.
How much can I bet?
That is a consensus play of all consensus plays.
Right? That's unreal.
Let me double check here. Yeah, plus 800.
How much can I risk? 25. I don't. I'm not good at math. What's half of 250? It's 125. I already got 50 plus 25, so I could risk 75 bucks on that.
I mean, you could.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna do a good 50 puck bucks.
So who scored for the Avs? It's obviously Josh Manson and.
Nishushkin is the favorite at plus 550. Mikko's plus 550. Landeskog plus 650. And you have O'Reilly and Kyrou at 700, and then Mac.
Why is MacKinnon 8-1? That's ridiculous.
That's nuts.
Hey, you know what? I'm adding this. I'm just officially.
Okay, it's on Joel's card. He's putting it in right now. Yes. How many puck bucks?
30 puck bucks. MacKinnon.
30 puck bucks.
8-1. Top goal scorer in that series.
See, we're all on it now.
Just so we negated you. I'm putting more on it then. I'm putting I'm going 25 puck bucks on MacKinnon plus 800. I'm sticking with Kadri at $5 at plus 1300.
I'm going to put 31 just to be a price of Okay, I got, for mine, I got Calgary Flames puck line in this game one here coming up later tonight on Wednesday. I got 25 puck bucks down. It plays off plus 150. Fuck the Oilers. I think they're going to get a big wake-up call here. They can eat a dick. They can eat a big, oily Edmonton dick. Tampa Bay money line. I'm putting 50 bucks on the money line for Tampa Bay plus 140 in game two, man. I think this is, again, like I said, with Calgary, they're in Edmonton. This is gonna be a wake up call. Florida's gonna realize that they're in the weeds, man. And you know, Panthers are good and all, but no Panther lives past a lightning strike. So you guys can get fucked. And then of course, as added in collectively, we have Nate Dogg, Nate MacKinnon, Mr. Timbit, Tim Hortons man himself, Nate MacKinnon, top goal scorer, plus 800. I'm going to throw down 31 puck bucks on that bet, baby. So there we go. Nathan MacKinnon, Tampa Bay money line, and Calgary on the puck line here.
All right, I do like the Kadri one at 13-1 too. He was an awesome player there in game one, so that's a good bet, man. Too. I already copied your one bet. I'm not going to copy both of them, but I do like both of those.
Can we bet top suspended player by the end of playoff? Because
Calgary missed games by suspension.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Nazem the Dream, baby. He's going to get it in like the semifinals or something stupid, I guarantee.
Oh, they're already trying to rile him up with the Predators. Like, they're trying to get him on his
dude.
He was looking like mad, like he was going to fucking hit something.
Yo, he's a gamer, though. Like, honestly, like, Joliet, you and I can both vouch for this because, you know, we've watched a lot of him. He's played for both of our favorite teams. This is a guy you want on your team, man. Like, if you're shit-talking Nazem Kadri, you're not a fan of any team he's played for, and you don't understand how sick it is to know that he's on your squad.
Future Flyer.
We'll talk about this in the off season, okay? Well, no, he's not going to Philly, all right?
Well, he kind of fit in there, to be honest.
That's great, but why would you want to go to fucking Philly?
Nah. Okay. If they pay him a lot.
He's coming back to Toronto.
He's way underpaid.
He is. He's got $4.5 million cap in his
So he's going to make all his money sucking the Flyers off with their...
exactly.
He's going to get $7 million from them.
Right. And also, low key, his cat has an Instagram account. It's called Jazzy Cat, worth a follow. So keep that in mind. Okay. That covers up our the HDP Puck Buck Playoff Challenge here. Gentlemen, anything else you want to add here? Or what do you think?
Well, we said we wanted to get this done before puck drop, and it's now 6:56. So we're pushing it here.
Okay, well, we got about a couple minutes. We'll clear this one out real quick. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be, man. NHL playoffs are kicking. We're right in the mix. We're in the second round. It's been an absolute blast. NBA's doing its thing. I think they're in the semifinals there, so you can go check out some content there. MLB's 197 games into a 3 billion game season, so be sure to go check out what's going on there. NASCAR's ripping. Big golf tournament coming up this week. MMA's always doing its thing, man, so by all means, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Tons of sick shit. Go check out the other shows too, man. Like Ryan touched on earlier, our fine folks and friends on the golf podcast are giving away a putter. So go check out their podcast. Go check out their Twitter. Get some more information about that. Also, these boys are putting out articles, man. Jolie and Ryan have been working their ass off. Go check them out. You know, I'm not. Have they came out yet, boys? Or are they still going to be posted? I haven't read them. But.
Yeah, they're out there. The series previews for the second round. So they're a little bit out of date. They still have some good analysis in there, though. So definitely check them out. Give us some clicks.
Okay. Well, hook these boys. These are our boys, yo. So, you know, I'll go hook them up, too. I'll give them a couple clicks. Maybe I won't read them, but I'll give them some clicks. And also, as always, shout out to the fucking Slack group, dude. The Slack group's an absolute blast. I can't stress this enough, and I feel like a broken record. But even a broken clock's right twice a day. I don't know what I'm saying. Get your ass into Slack. It's an absolute blast. All you gotta do, reach out to myself and Ryan, or just download the Slack, the HGPN Slack group. You can find it on the website. Reach out to myself and Ryan, and just search for the Hockey Channel, man. Simple as that. Look for the Hockey Channel in search, and then join it. It's pretty easy to do, and it's cool, man. We got lots of new faces, lots of our old faces always doing a bunch of shit. We got some knockoff podcasts going on that we might have to copyright and sue the shit out of, sue the absolute wheels off, win a couple toonies and loonies. But other than that, get your ass in the Slack, man. You're losing money if you're not in the Slack. It's absolutely free.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on whichever platform you listen on. That's on Apple. You can go to sg.pn/hockey. Spotify is sg.pn/hockeys. And also give us a follow on Twitter as well at HockeySGPN.
All right, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me at Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can find me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer. And you'll find me attacking the other SGPN pods for never giving credit to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, even though we fucking slurp their dick all day long on the freaking golf podcast, fucking MLB, whatever the fuck. We deserve our credit, but here we are pumping their tires. They need to do shit for us.
It's almost like the other sports don't give a fuck about hockey. Who would have thought?
Fucking Americans.
Peace.